listener-supported Christian radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City.
He answers prayer.
If there's yay, amen, he will.
He says,
that's if there's one thing I've learned in the years that I've been with the Lord is he is a faithful friend and he doesn't turn us away. Mm. No matter what we're going through, we call out to him. He won't turn us away.
And no matter who you've been sleeping with or who you've not been sleeping with, no matter what you have done or what you have left undone that you should have done, he takes you right where you're at. For a broken and contrite heart, the Lord will not despise, no matter what you've done. I finally got this. You know, I got to interview Billy Graham before he passed. But years before that, I didn't get the chance to tell him this. I was listening to Billy Graham, and suddenly one Sunday, I think it was, and he was saying about how you can be forgiven. And I had this vision of a car. And you have these strings attached to the back of the car and ropes. And there's tin cans attached to all the ropes. And it's clanging down the highway. Clickety clang, 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 clang. And these represent all my past sins. And you know what? Jesus can cut the ropes, forgive you, and say, there's a place for a new beginning. Wherever you have been or haven't been, what you've done, haven't done. Look at Mary Magdalene, a prostitute. Selling her body, and she comes and realizes Jesus is who he says he is, and she bows down, and the tears from her eyes fall on his feet, and she washes her master's feet with her tears and repents. And Jesus said, he who is forgiven much loves much.
Loves much.
Now you have the Touch Ministries, and I told you about my touching incident at the Chibuk Stadium. And Shem, what's the name of your ministry?
It's Hands of Relief.
Hands, and I told you my story about the hands. Thou shalt lend out a hand. Hands of Relief. Well, ironically, I don't know how you two found each other, but I don't know if you're part of that. But
it was the Lord.
It was.
What do you do with hands? You touch people. What do you do with touch? Mm-hmm. You use your hands. It's called tongue and groove. When you're a carpenter, you cut these holes in the side of a piece of wood. Then the other side, you leave these things that are prongs that are out and cut the other half in the middle. And then you put them together. Oh. That's called tongue and groove. The hands and the touch and the touch of the hands. It's a perfect alliance.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We are always amazed at how that connection came to be.
Yeah.
How did it
come
to be?
And every single time we're together, the Lord just brings something.
Yes.
And just connects and confirms everything the Lord is speaking to each of us.
Mm-hmm. How did you two come together? I mean, here's this lady, Holly, from Vermont, Barry, Vermont. And I know Barry, Vermont, because I go there to go to the Hobby Lobby, because it's a very godly store. Price everything to sell, and they bought a whole city street in Washington and built a museum about the Bible. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh, they're very, very dedicated Christians. Matter of fact, I was in the same room with a CEO once at a big convention, and I wish to God I'd gone over and introduced myself. I'd love to interview that CEO. So, Richard, I'm going to have you call him until he relents and says, you've got to be interviewed by Rep. Palmer.
I'll do it. Will you? God willing. Sure.
So you tell Richard to do anything, he'll do it. You know? I mean,
he's another amazing man of God.
He's an angel, isn't he? You know, when I first met him, I kind of thought, you know, I used to think Elizabeth was an angel. Now, maybe they both are, and they're just not telling us. See?
He's the real deal. He is the real deal.
He is. I said we should call him the angel of the airwaves.
Yeah.
My life is a testimony of the love and the mercy of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Ditto.
Did you always have such a tender heart, or did God have to break it to make you so tender?
I think when I got born, and Jesus came into my heart.
How old were you?
18.
Oh, 18.
I was in the Navy. That's when he took away the heart of stone and self.
Well, he did a good job with you.
He's so merciful, brother. So loving and so merciful.
What a friend we have in Richard.
Oh, God have mercy.
Jesus is his Lord. It's true. So, Holly, continue on. Tell us the story about you and Shem.
Well, actually, Shem reached out to me on Facebook, of all places. And I was coming to Kenya that year. And the Lord put us on each other's paths. And through Chief Fran, a old friend of mine, Chief Francis Kariuki, who's now with the Lord. It was pretty well instant. The Lord just confirmed that this is what I was supposed to be doing, who we were supposed to be working with. He's been honest, transparent the whole time. Unlike so many that I've met, Shem is very true to his mission. You know, he's true to the Lord in what he does. And the other thing I love about what he does is he pulls from the community. He gets donations from his own community as well as not just from Touched by Love. You know, he gets help from people around him. And that's a really important thing that he does. That doesn't often happen. When I was working in Kisumu, I didn't see that happening at all. But with Shem, it does. And it's really wonderful.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy of my soul. Something happened and now I know Shem touched me and made me.
But you know, it's all Jesus. You know, it is all Jesus. I mean, he's the one who brought this, who made us, brought us together, as two different organizations who have the same goals, mm-hmm. And you know, have the same vision.
I think he should come to Vermont this summer so we can meet him too, and we can have some sort of a revival in Barrie. And it'll be and you know what'll happen?
I'm working on it one of these days.
That would be amazing. And I'm also going to hold you to your promise of coming to Kenya also.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you come to Barrie, it will be Barrie good. Now, the other guy's name was Kariuki, you said? The Pastor Kariuki? Was that his name?
No, our former friend was Chief Francis Kariuki.
Oh,
Kariuki. Not Kariuki.
So I was thinking, did he bring the background tape so the angels can sing to it?
That's right.
Hey, turn it up. Turn up the music. Anyway.
But, you know, yeah, so, but, you know, we're both very small organizations. We both, we know God's got a purpose and a plan for these organizations, for the people here. Yeah. And,
We're trying to do our part.
Yeah.
Small is good. Small
totally
is good.
Rely on God for whatever provision he gives us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's always miraculous every month when we're able to do what we do. Yeah. It's totally him.
You know, small is good, and I'll tell you why. Because right. The Lord has been teaching. You know, you go through different periods, and you're being taught different things. Mm-hmm. And one is that he said, I don't know that he said this, but sometimes I've heard an audible voice. This is not one. But let's just put it this way. Through circumstance, maybe he said to me, there's no such thing as 1 million. There's only a million ones.
Ooh, that's deep.
That's right.
And you want to know who I learned that from? I went to Warrensburg in Vermont for a July 4th parade, which is not a parade for Christians to go to because they have big, giant phallic symbols and, you know, anatomy of people, and there's a lot of gay people there and colored hair and everything. But anyway, I went to this parade. It was a little shocking. But you know who was at the end of the parade was that – who's the guy that ran for the presidency from Vermont? The liberal guy in Burlington.
Because, no, I'm in the wrong state. I was thinking the wrong state.
Who?
I can't.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Name.
Bernie Sanders. So anyway,
Bernie
Sanders is at the very end of the parade, and it ends. And then a young man, you know, might have been 20, might have been 30, runs up to a Bernie with his hand extended to shake Bernie's hand. Well, Bernie does. Bernie's, you know, extends his hand, and the young man shakes his hand. But as Bernie's shaking his hand, he doesn't even acknowledge or look at the young man. He's looking around to see who's around of more importance that I need to talk to.
Right.
And my opinion of
him.
And God showed me in that, said, look, if you can't look, when somebody stops me at the mall and they say, oh, you're Rhett Palmer. I listen to your radio show. You know what? I have a covenant with myself. I stop. This is their time. I look them in the eye. I listen to them. Even if he wants to start telling me about his new tractor or his weed eater, whatever. This is his time. These are the people that keep me on the air. Now, after a time, I will say, oh, I have an appointment. Now, it could be I have an appointment with the bathroom, the urinal, but I have an appointment. You know, you can only, well, people talk forever. You know, you have to say, it's very nice meeting, and you are important to me, and you are an important person, but I have to say goodbye now, but thank you very much. Well, see, you got to care about the one. And if you stop caring about the one, you know, you forget about it. It's not about 1 million. It's about 1 million ones.
Yes.
And when Bernie did that, I was really disappointed because I remember I went to see the Boston Symphony one time. And it was in this town. This is a very affluent. We have more Fortune 500 retired CEOs in the zip code than any zip code in the United States of America. It's not arrogant wealth. You don't see a lot of Rolls Royces and stuff, but it's very quiet billionaires. Well, anyway, I'm at this big event, and because I'm the local radio guy, I have a front row seat, but I meet this other big shot lady who's in real estate. She comes right up to me, shaking my hand, but she doesn't look me in the eye. She looks over my shoulder to see who's more important that she needs to meet with. Now, I saw it. People see these things. And then when I saw Bernie do, and it diminished me, of course, because, you know, it's all about one-on-one. It's all about relationship. Yeah. The whole thing with Jesus is God's alone in the universe. He wants to make friends. He says he created man for fellowship. It's not about the money. You know, you talk about tithing, okay?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Destroy you.